תפשין עין א', holding a little more than 24 hours, a little more than a day, to the head of Yoima, Rosh Hashanah, Abol Leil, the Toivo. Time to get a little bit serious. Just go a little bit serious. A lot serious. Mentioning the Shmuzin and Elul. Shoshana is a whole month of Achonis. That 1 or 2 days that everything is decided. Katan Bad Godol in San Turkey, Kedusha Sayyid. Yichya Umiyomus. Just saw that he did. Put out the Mishpacha magazine for this week. Pictures of the Doylem that were with us last Rosh Hashanah. There are no more with us. The pictures of the tragedies that happened in this world this year, down to the latest ones. The wealthy Chaim Saba, I think his name, Chaim, whatever his name was. The train crash a few weeks ago. Tragedy of a whole family wiped out, nothing left. Everything is decided, not only the tzura of Chayim, not only the Tzura of Ha'al Chas V'Sholom Misa'i Chayim, but the Tzura of Chayim. Yoni Yomi Yosher Yisgaser Yisholev. Who's going to have Yisurim no Yomoyim? Even if you're Zoycha to have Chayim, you can have a year of Yisurim, Rachman al-Tzlan, physical Yisurim, emotional Yisurim. How many people are suffering emotionally? People who were wealthy, people who last year owned a house. Today there are foreclosures on their homes. Today they have to look to move out. Today they don't have jobs. Everything's nichtav. And once it's written, on both sides, it's very hard to change. Avada the Aseres Beitshuva were given to the Koyach HaTshuva, to the person Kemishana the Zadim, the Aseres Beitshuva. But once it's written, once it's already written down, it's a different story. Zeicha Meikara, the Exarit in Toiv, Zeicha. He's written the Sifron Shal Tzadikim Mizeicha, that it should be a year of Ashinus, of a year of Ashrei, a year of health, a year of happiness, a year finally your brother or your cousin or your aunt finally gets the Shidduch. Rosh Hashanah Yikoseivun Ki Hu Noi Ravi Yodoyim. Malachim Yechafezu, when the Malachim see the din, the Malachim, they're afraid. But we walk around joking, happy. We're supposed to be happy. But The happiness comes from the betuchim that we have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no kesher. The person has no kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's he happy about? He's coming before Melech Malcha Amlocha with nothing. With reds. When the Gemara zogt, the Rosh Hashanah daf tzayin. Zogt the Gemara. Zogt the Gemara says, Kama skulois, the Yoyim Hadin. He misi yitzdak lefonecha vadin, David HaMelech says, if we go with Shuris Hadin, if we go with Shuris Hadin, so it's not shy after the Zorich of Adin. We get stuck with Manecha Badin. Because both will raise the mice in, but every mice, it goes to his, is scrutinized, out of soif, what was his intentions, did he do it with Shem Shemayim? And the Rambam writes that the one Aveira can knock out thousands of mitzvahs. One mitzvah can knock out thousands of Aveiras. The Shiko is not tight. He didn't even avoid mitzvahs. It could be, he's still Chas v'sholem, nish zaka. But the Aveiris that we did, Chilul Hashem, the rest of the Aveiris from Chilul Hashem, we were walking into a mall somewhere and joking around, acting like who knows what, jumping and making the Chilul Hashem, the Aveiris from Chilul Hashem, to be connected common mitzvahs. Zot Rovin, Baruch Baruch, Samach Aleph. Ano, Bein, Ani, Ano. Eri, Ki, Rove. Abai, Zot, Ki, Kei, Lai, Shaf, Nishai, Lai, Chom, Beri, Yabar, Zot, Rove, Ano, Bein, Ani. Rove, Tain, Ki, Zot, Bein. Manena, Ano, and what can we answer this? How we come to Yom HaDin, with what tackle? Over the Gemara, Zot, Kama, Skulis. A school I heard from Zedel Zatzal. A school works a different way. The reason that stam school is tie a red, yellow ribbon around your leg and dance backwards. Eat a falafel ball. Two falafel balls. And it's a school for a good year. Drink some arak. That's for sure a school for a good day, not for a good year. The school that the Gemara gave us that we aroused the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spoke of, mentioned some of them, but the Gemara is off the Gemara in the Gezach. Zog the Gemara, Amar Avo, the Shoshana Tetzayin, Omar Toikin, the Shoyt Vashel Ayil. What do we blow? A shofar shel ayil. The shofar is a ram's horn. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu tikul lefonei the shofar shel ayil. Kidei she'ezko lachem HaKadosh Yitzchok ben Avram. I want to remember to you the HaKadosh Yitzchok ben Avram. The Pele de Gezach HaBoisat. The Akeda from Yitzchok ben Avraham is remembered just by blowing the Shofar of Shalayim. What's together as Varim? How do we say that we remember the Akeda? You know what the Akeda was of Bessah? Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Tachno, Esbincho, Esichitcho, Ashera Hafto, Ba'aleinu no'oilo, take your one son who you threw your whole future was in, that all your love was for this son, Ashera Hafto, Ba'aleinu no'oilo! That was a famous Yitzchok ben Avraham. And the Gemara is off, we get up there, and we just blow the shofar shel ayil. And at that moment, remembering the famous Yitzchok ben Avraham as Ki'ilu. So the Gemara Vaita, Umala, and Yalechem Kilakarat and Atzlach. I will look at it as you did a personal Akeda in front of me. You did an Akeda, Shmuel ben Yankala, Belchbau, did an Akeda just now. How did he do an Akeda? What did he do? Avram took his one son, everything that he had, his whole belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was this going to be the future, not only of himself, but Klal Yisrael? This was going to be it. Everything was in his son Yitzchok. This was the promise. Kol Yehi Zarecha. Everything was going to be in his son. And so the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in the middle of the night one night, and he says, Gachma Bincha Shichidcha Shel Havto Ba'aleh Li'oilot. And put it on an oil on the Mizbeach, and Avram goes. And he goes, and he gets up early in the morning, and he saddles the donkey, and he goes, and he comes, and he puts his oil on the Mizbeach, ready to shaft him. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees what Avram is doing. And he's a skula, and a schus for all the years. That's what this chronos is all about, is the end off. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember, the Akedah Sisra ben Avram. But the Gemara is after we stand up, we blow the shofar shel ayil. When that person blows the shofar shel ayil, hare kigilu atayat em atzmachan, if you made a personal akedah, where's the akedah? What's the pshat? Stam, because this is the ayil, and we're blowing a shofar that's from the ram's horn. What does it mean? What's the pshat? The Mishnah Berurah, in Simon Tovkov, Kuf Pei Dalit, brings a very big Azach. In Tovkov Pei Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Mechaber brings that if a person has a bris milah, on Rosh Hashanah is molin, they kriyas atoyah with kriyas shoifah. We mal, we do the bris milah between kriyas atoyah and kriyas shoifah. The reason is, that's the Seder Adzvon, Bris Avram, and then Akedah Yitzchok. Talk to Mishnah Berurah, so we blow, before we do the Tkiya Shofar, we do the Milah. Mishnah Berurah brings a very interesting minog that was known by Godel Echad. Godel Echad, no, now, Stamazoi, if this was some Hasidish, I don't know what they're saying, Hasidish, some safe that came out today from Yankala, who knows what. And he's putting out a sefer, it's starting interesting things, it'll be very nice. But the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, is telling us that it's taka something that Weisdorf, Mishnah Berurah was writing Aruch Chaim, this is his forum that we should know about, not just knowing, I want to tell you an interesting story that happened in West, in Poland, in Krakow, one night. There was somebody who did something. He's not telling you, it's not a storybook. Chavos Chaim is not a story, it's a sefer halacha of Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Yehuda Musa. It's God Lecha Noah, he says, Kishayim Moyel Rosh Hashanah Lekinach Bir. We know the two steps to the Mila, cutting the Arla and then doing the Mitzitza with the Pair. So this God was knowing that after he did the Mitzitza, he was the Moyel, so after he did the Mitzitza, with his lips dripping from blood, Meluchlech Bedam Amila Toka, he blew the Shofar. What did he do that for? Very nice. Dripping blood into the shofar. We know the shofar. La'arei mila b'shofar. To mix the mitzvah of the mila with the mitzvah of the shofar. Ma kesher, ma in shmita, etzel ha'sinah. The mitzvah, mila with shofar. You want to mix mila with shofar. We never found that the Godel Echad, after he did the mila with the blood on his hands, he took the luluf, started shaking the luluf, blood dripping down his hands, he wanted to shave. We never saw anybody eating matzah with blood on their hands. No blood on your hands to eat the matzah. We never saw it. What's efforts la'ari mitzvah shal mila and the mitzvah of shalifah. What was the kavon of Golo Echad? Like I said, the Mishmuz Vaisto is telling us that it's a taka, a right thing to do. He's not telling you a story that happened. Put it in the next book that comes out. A touch of blood. What's the shot? Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi? You found Yerushalmi? Vaito, we have to understand the mitzvah, the central theme of Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. And we know that the Tkiya Shofar You know that you have the sort of tia shofar. The Rambam speaks out in Perakim on Hilos Tshuva that it's not stam, a mitzvah. Remez yesh boya. Even though the Gemara says Lama Toikin of Mona Matiku, the mitzvah is, as Rambam says, the Tzeres Hakotzim, the Ekevi says the Tzeres Hakotzim, Remez yesh boya. Uru Yishenim Mishinascha. Wake up the slumbers from your sleep. Wake up. Eilu Ashoichem, said the Rambam. Wake up. You were sleeping in a deep sleep. Eilu Ashoichem. It's a MS. Behavle has man. Those who forget the truth. The Shoichem has a remez. And the Tzkiya Shoichem is a remez that we have to wake up. What's the soid of that wake-up call? What was that? Just the fact that it's a noise that comes from a shofar, it makes a noise. Very, very, very choshah, just because the shofar makes a noise. So something that makes a noise, it says to wake up. Where's the wake-up call that the Rambam is referring to? It's the Tzkiya shofar from Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Brura brings down earlier an interesting starzach. The beginning of Tav Kuf Pei Aleph is brought down that the minhag is that we start saying slichas 4 days. 4 days. The Ashkenazic minhag is 4 days prior to Rosh Hashanah. At least 4 days before. There are two timing in that. One time when Mr. Pura brings Yushalmi. Zopt Yushalmi, Rasoype, Gad Rashone, Bechoraka Bonois, Ksiv, Vikraftem Oila. You should bring an Oila. Uber Rosh Hashanah Ksiv, Vasisem Oila. You are Sisem Oila. Lelameit, you should make yourself a korban. You make yourself a korban. So after Mishnah Berura, lefid ha'tam, we understand that Yushalmi, now we understand the time of 4 days. The 4 days, we know that halacha is that a korban needs bedikah from mumin. It needs bedikah from blemishes. Every korban, now every marker of a korban, it has a mum. So 4 days before, the halacha is the Beis Hamikdash used to check every behemoth for mumim. So slichos was the night, these nights of slichos, the opportunity to be poedic on mumim. Why? Because on Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah. La'asa is atzmechem kekorban, to make yourself something. The shaila is, where is the korban? Is it in the apple and the honey that we eat? In what way do we make ourselves like a korban? Where is the ruben is the eating of the korban? And how does this all go with the shofar being what the Gemara says beforehand? The choyre, if you ask anybody over here, Tekiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow a Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, in order that we should remember you, and remember the Akedah Yitzchak Shel Avram, that's why we blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Besides the Gzeiras HaKotzer, besides the Rambam's time. The Choyer, if we'd ask everybody, go around now with a microphone, and ask everybody, what do you feel while you blow the Shofar? The Choyer, push it. The Gemara is up. We know the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah's Boshit, the Rosh Hashanah, and we imagine the last Shmuz, Svarim, all the Svarim, the Rabbi Gal Yoyo, many Svarim write this Yisoid, it's in Bakadmoyim already, that it's called Rosh Hashanah this holiday, it's not called Yom HaDin, it's not called the Yismahus of the, and even the Torah HaKadosh, There's nothing mentioned about the day being a Yom HaDin. It's a very another caste they all have. What is not meant with Obagulash. And the Yisroel Mazbi is that the Yisroel Rosh Hashanah is not Yom HaDin, the Ikur. That's an outgrowth. That's a toitzor of the fact that it's the day of coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech. Why are we coronating HaKadosh? Hashem is always the Melech. The Teretz is that this year, every year is this HaKadosh Mechadosh that's introduced into the world, a new year that never was and never will be, with a task of its own and a purpose of its own. And everybody has to be given a purpose in this new breed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So Be'etem, it's as chos of the Malchus, in a certain way, a way to understand it, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to king again. And therefore we coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to king. And the Rav Haigon Taka says that that's the pshat. We're coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Melech. That's the Indian of its Kishon. So we go around, we have to understand why we blow the shofar on the shofar, the Teretz is Toshet. It's the day of Amlokas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adriya. The day when we dedicate the Pledge of Allegiance and we coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, that's what we're blowing the shofar. What's the Kesher that King Yitzchak Ben Avraham, how does that come in? The Teretz is of Isai. We saw God of Rosh Hashanah in the schus that we need. We saw it of Tkiya Shoifah, Zoka Bissol Salanta, the Bag, the Gemara, and Chav Zayin, Tilizmin Domi. That Bishas Tkiya Shoifah, a person's Nichmat, Tilifnai, Vilifnim. Bishas Tkiya Shoifah is the judging. Is when we're judged. It's very understandable that that's why the day of Yom Kippur, the day of Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Shuah, Yom Yevava, the day of crying, is when a person gets judged, his soul is being judged. Tevim, a person, is to break down in tears. In fact, the Arizal says, it's going to be a hatev. The Arizal says, that if a person, all of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah starts breaking down in tears from nowhere, you know at that moment they're judging your soul. It's your mind. All of a sudden, sometimes Rosh Hashanah, and you know, you start breaking out. You start crying hysterically. So if that leaves out, you know why you're crying, because your soul right now is passing in front of the courts, in front of Melech Malchei Hamlochim, to be nigzor on the chayim of Melech, Milo Yifke at that moment. Ki Hashoifet this man. So to Bissol Salant of Din Be'ikr. About the Yom HaDin, they say it carries over afterwards, but Zman Ki HaShoifra is Ki Lefnim Domi. And that's what that moment, we know the Kohen Gadol, when he goes Lefnai Ve Lefnim, his Machshav is to have to be totally pure. The moment of Ki HaShoifra, about the Ikr is we have to have to want to be Yotz the Mitzvah. But our Machshav is have to be on the Rebbeinu Shlom and that Shas HaDin. Is a Zeg. It's a pellet of the Gezachim. What is Tkiya Shofar? You know what Tkiya Shofar is? Tkiya Shofar, as we said, the Etzem, it's true, it's Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's making HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king. It's coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech, we're blowing the trumpets. But at that moment, we're declaring HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king. When you declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king, that means you're saying at that moment, judge me. What are you saying? If you're the king, that means you're the ruler, that means you have the right to decide who should be part of your malchus. That's your mission. That's what you're stating when you blow the shofar. In essence, Tkiya Shofar is, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us. That's what it is. Because in the same vein that we're coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu the king, we're saying you're the king. The king judges. That's one of the tafkid of the judge of the king. If you're being moida, you were just moida, that I'm the king, by blowing that shofar. There was a hoidah and a tefillah the mishpat also. Are you crazy? Are you meshugna? Are you out of your mind? You're being toveya mishpat. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's pure, totally tied up. He doesn't go for busy, funny business. Totally pure from chait. To take a mortal human being who had the Yetzahara and gets chapped up by the Yetzahara and does a meiris and is matched with this moilam and brings kilkul and destruction to the world through a meisim. And you're asking, you're being tovei hakishtim. And Kodesh Baruch says, listen, I want to judge you, Shmuel. Come over here, I want to judge you. So you're running away, every toivei. But you're being tovei hamishpat. You're asking for din. Me'yitzah teponecha ba'din. Are you meshugah? What's the teretz? The teretz is version, we don't care. We want you to be the king. We want you to be the melech. We're ready to give up everything. There's our akedah. That night of the essence, in its essence, is akedah yitzchak. Does the mice of everybody's akedah with his mice, with everything that he goes through, his struggles, and all his faults. He says, even so many push it aside and raise the tevei din. Whatever you have in store, because I want one thing, Malchus. For what's important to me today is your Malchus. Oh, an outgrowth of my soul, that is thee. Me is stuck. I don't care. That's my Akedah, Bereshit. I'm ready to mock myself on the Mizbeach for your Malchus. Kevish, I'll take it for now. I raise it to Akedah, sits with enough. Does it get craft to my sisim asem oiva with mark of ourselves, but a meisim with mamish mark of ourselves. And that's where we have to clear ourselves and blemish. Because we're putting ourselves up, we're putting ourselves out, we're stretching ourselves out. So the Gemara King Kyolachoy Ragu Kolayoin Zu Brismila. Brismila is up to Gemara Kyolacho, that's the mysterious nefesh that we give up. You take an 8-day-old baby, especially in those times. And you circumcise him for what? To bring him into the covenant, to bring him tachas kanfi ashchino. You moitzi dam. It's a sakone. Kibachal Shabbos aleo. Ki oilecho iragnu kol alo yoim zotik yomoyin kin zubris milo. This godel echod hit it right on the nose. La'anim damilo damim shoifar. Shoifar represents the ultimate Nesiris Nefesh. Are ye ready to convey a sin to your heart? Everything's for you. What's going to be with me? I don't care. Your mouth has to go on. Bershom sees. Bershom sees Yirin. It's Kir Shoifer. Rosh Hashanah just being mamlich. Tovei Adin. That there to Malchus. At that moment, so Chazal. Stick Ozo of Kisei Din. Sits on Kisei Rachamim. Milo Yurachem, such a nation. The Mesiris Nefesh of the Doris. The people in the concentration camps. The people that didn't have what to eat. That they starved and they had no food and nothing. They kept kashrus. They couldn't eat. They spoiled in shofar. They would fight over a sinner, one page of a sinner. With no bone, with nothing left of them. Skin. Famished. What was on their minds? On themselves. How can we make matzahs? How can this place ever eat matzahs? They hadn't eaten. like Michal, the name is Chanuk. Happy Moshe Nefesh to show that Yidin are emes. I think the story goes when the Tzolia Shoya tells the story. It was at Kufa, they were famished. They didn't have anything to eat for a long time. And his roommate noticed that there was a Polish guy that hid some extra bread. And some Polish people also, gypsies also there, the concentration camps. And he hid some bread underneath one of his blankets, wherever it was, and his other pair of clothing. And they went back, starving. You don't just be signing up and say, starving. There was no food, nothing. They went back. One day, they had a little break. They went back and said, let's go take that bread. They lifted up the clothing of this, and they were about to take it. And Yosef Feinstein says, put it back down. And he said to his roommate, let the Goyim not say, the Yidin no got nothing. Let's not make a chil Hashem. They're going to die. They're not going to survive. But the Goyim not say, Yidin no got nothing. People saw the whole family going up in flames. And they continued saying, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Continued steiging. They dedicated their lives. What was left of the physical wasn't too much. But dedicating their lives to Hashem Echad. But they understood that that's what it's all about. That's what we're here for. That's our target. Everything else around us, everything else that's going on in the world, doesn't really have any meaning. But your target is l'chvoy dai baruch, to bring kavod shemayim to the bria. And a person has to ask himself, one day before Rosh Hashanah, how much hurt you my bringing? What am I doing for the Yiddish? Avada, the etzim factor came for me in Yeshiva this year is in love of this time. But how much more can I do? How much more are you ready to dedicate to establish a Kodesh Baruch Hu Malchus for each step of allegiance and each mitzvah that we do and each ma'aseh tovim that we do? And this is the message that we have. Shows the allegiance, the subjugation, and the realization that Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimach. And when we stand proud of Rosh Hashanah, our Tovei Adin, the craziest of things this nation is Tovei Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down in mercy. And he's Oime Mikisei Kohami Kisei Adin. That sits on the Kisei Rachamim and meets out that judgment of Rachamim. At that moment, when we deep down we're thinking, we don't care about ourselves. It's all you. It's all your malchus. Bereshit says you understand your tafkid. You understand that's the tafkid of the world. I want to give you a greater tafkid in the upcoming year. I want to make this year the greatest of years for you. I want to give you more responsibility. In charge of more money, in charge of more things. Be more responsible, for you are dedicated. You pledge allegiance to me in the deepest of ways, with the deepest of machshavas, of subjugation, of etzoinos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're mevatel your ratzon, this name ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to shower on that person. Lashon HaTovim. But But it's up to us. Who's going to do it if not us? If I say, who understands as we you understand the cry. You understand what the Kol Shofar means. Surely that's what the Rabbah means. We understand that the Kol is not just a wake-up call. It has much more meaning. It's Toiveya! And it's not only Toiveya, but it's Mamla HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that's the MS. You forgot the MS. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Melech till today. And now we remember, remind ourselves. And we go through 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in that form. And the Gemara says, Ba'asher Husham, and we live those days, in days of Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we could be during the meals, learning, at the minute of the Yeshivas, during the davening, not shmoozing, talking about stupidity, in a day when we Imam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person goes through those 2 days, he's not holding on, but he puts himself on that pedestal. He puts himself part of the club. The schar, the reward is my. We can't give up. We fool. We have difficulties, but we're dedicated. Shimshon Pinkus, I think I mentioned the story. Once saw one of the Talmidim. The Talmidim outside on the day of Yom Kippur, Hashanah, I forgot which one, sitting outside, all depressed. You had gone out for a second to the bathroom, whatever it was, and he saw him sitting there. Well, what's wrong? Ah, I'm not into it. It's hard. I'm fighting back and forth, and I lose. It's so hard to fight. What should I do? Reb Shimshon says, the ace is not to sit out here. He said, Reb Shimshon, I remember in 1973, the World War, in the Yom Kippur War, I had to go to the hospital with my son. He had a cut, a serious cut, and I saw they were wheeling in soldiers, left and right, for the battlefront. And as they wheeled in a soldier, just got a bullet, a shot into his leg, they wheeled him to the surgery right away. They did a major surgery on his foot, and took out the bullet, and they wrapped him up. And as soon as they finished the surgery, he jumped off the stretcher, and everybody said, where are you going? And he looked at them, bro, what do you mean where I'm going? There's a war out there. I'm going back into the battle because I'm dedicated to the cause. We have difficulties. In the name of Rosh Hashanah, we have battles, but we don't give up. We're dedicated to the cause. We're ready to give our lives to the Rebbe Hashanah. That's the school of Moshe. That's the school of the Yom Adin. There's nothing else. Kidei Shei. Tiku b'shei b'shal ayla. That's our akeda. You have to be ready to make an akeda. These are the days to prepare for the schus that you can merit. With those machshavas, with that understanding, with that dedication, the Rebbe Hashem looks upon you, yeah, you, with all your difficulties, with everything going wrong in your life. You still want in! You still want to mamluk with me! You messed up! You had a tough year! You spilled out a lot of small wine! But you still ready to dedicate yourself to me. I'm going to be there for you. My man in the voice I Toysa says, So Toysis, Lashon HaTazayin, Lama Toikin Marien Kishen Yoishvin, and Lama Toikin Marien Kishen Yoimdim Yoishvin, Kidei La'arvik as Asot. Rashi has one shot, but he sees him Bechav the Mitzvahs. So he's Nistam Tanoisa. So Toysis, Tazayin, and the Beis, and Andrew of Shat. When the Satan hears the first coil, he gets more Bahu, he's all Bahu. Why? Bila Amalek Lemetzach, Lo Yoha Ba Yoy Mahu Yitoko Vashoy Begodo, Kad Shomo Kal Shifur is in the Chad, Ako Hiro Vulay Bar, a little mixed up, a little nervous. Vikad Shomo Tanyan Vada is a Shifur, the Yitka Vashoy Begodo, it is the Shoy Vashom Mashiach. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim, every year, we blow the Shoy Begodo twice. This year, he's Bohol, come on, start and get it right. It happened last year. So the Hilke Chofetz Chaim. Zogt I want to say pshat, ula pitrush, but it's not pshat or pitrush, but the pshat is a zay. The Chofetz Chaim is up the board, they say from the Chofetz Chaim abort. They ask the Chofetz Chaim, if the Mashiach could come, if the Doris, for the Rishayim, the Doris for the Achroinim of Kiva Eger, we know the Kedushas of Kiva Eger, Rabbi Sad. The Ksoyis, the Svarim, the 10 people were Kodesh Kedoshim. We look at the Gdoilim of these generations, we look at the Gdoilim of Yashim, Balachayim, Doile Oilam, Kodesh Kedoshim, go back and Doilis of Rabbi Sad, Kiva Eger, understand who Rabbi Kiva Eger was. How is it going to come in our Doilis? You need us at Doilis. So the Chofetz Chaim Adar but the Shverkai of the Doris as it gets harder and harder. A year that dedicates his life to Kodesh Baruch Hu these days. He's an American boy who comes to learn Eretz Yisrael. He could be who knows who dancing in some bar in Manhattan. He could be in college getting a degree. And he gives up time to sit by the mother that he doesn't understand in a Chinese cookbook. He breaks his teeth over it. And he hurts his wife. Wants to dedicate his life to Kodesh Baruch Hu. With all the tithes, with the internet, and everything that's pulling him out, and he makes measures, he comes and he dedicates his life to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nefesh, nefesh. The son never saw. Does the coil, the tzveit the coilus. It's the Messias Nefesh from our generation. There are all the schmutz and everything going on. There's people sitting here 5 to 7. We better hurry. We want to catch the shkia. Listening to a schmutz. Who's out there? Who knows what tomorrow night the Mexicans are being judged on motorcycles? Eating who knows what going on? Who knows what on Rosh Hashanah? And we're sitting. Every Rosh Hashanah hearing a schmutz getting expired. We are Rosh Hashanah blow the shofar to pay a din. We sit there 48 hours trying to be the best we can be. That's a Mesiras Nefesh. The Sukkah hasn't seen yet. And that's the Mesiras Nefesh. The Beis Hashem B'Siyah Tov Shemayin Allah will bring Mashiach Sikleinu to pay a din.